At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its partners.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Hey, sorry about all that Facebook, guys. I hit the wrong button, so I kind of logged you guys out. I'm coming back up here in a little bit. So welcome back to another show, Amp Life Talk Radio. I'd like to welcome everybody in and say hello to all of you. Sorry about all that over on Facebook. I clicked the wrong button, but we're back, and there's your weekly trivia question. Come on back in, everybody. Sorry about that. Too much going on. So Amp Life Talk Radio, hosted by Sean Harrison, episode 18. You heard my intro by Soul Effective Productions. I can't thank my good friend Rich enough for that. And I want to let everybody know, we are a amputee support group. I want to welcome everybody to Amp Life Talk Radio, a peer support group show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. For more information on this episode and all other episodes and podcasts, please go to our page, call amp-life.com, where I post different stories, news, other things. But you can listen to the podcast over there if you miss a show. You can also connect with me on social media at Amp Life Talk Radio on Facebook. Keep in mind, I want to make sure everybody understands this. I was kind of explaining this to Facebook. What I do here on this show is part of what I do at work for Norell Prosthetics, soon to become Synergy Prosthetics. So I want to make sure that's very clear to everyone out there, so there's no confusion. What I do here is part of what I do at work. It's just one of those things that we do. And those of you that don't know, I've had a background in peer support as a volunteer for quite a while. And it's pretty awesome I'm allowed to do this after work here with you guys. Now, for those of you that know the show, because you probably saw the prelude to the show, it's on intact limb pain. Now, what is intact limb pain? I know some of you are probably wondering, what is that? Well, intact limb pain is basically your sound leg, the leg that is not amputated. So I want to make sure that's very clear, so we're not confused as we start going through all this information, which I got to really jump into. That is what that's all about. We're going to be talking about your good leg and some of your prosthetic leg too in this show, and the pain and different things that go on with that. All right, guys. So hopefully that cleared that up. So like with every show, I'm always looking for different things to bring to you that are in the news. And I think I found a really cool story here. So let's take a look at what's happening in the news.
What's happening?
And one of the stories I found this morning while just sipping on some coffee, the world's first split heel fiberglass foot. It's made by Freedom, and you're probably wondering, why is that such a big deal? Well, if you look at it and you see what they've done, they basically made a prosthetic foot that is like a mini blade. Blades are for guys that run, that are very active and very high performance amputees. So they've made this design for people that don't want to wear a big blade. You can actually still fit this inside of a shell and put it inside your shoe, but it allows you to be extremely active. I posted some links in my show notes, so you can click on those and it'll take you over. It's called the Maverick by Freedom Innovations. They design and manufacture lower limb prosthetics. So today, and it's not like actually today, but they have launched this new foot, an all-terrain fiberglass foot with a low-profile design to accommodate those with clearance challenges. And those of you that wear prosthetics know what that means, while providing comfort, ease, and mobility. I looked at a video on it, and it's a pretty awesome foot. It's lightweight. It has excellent energy store. For those of you that don't know what that means the when you walk, it has a spring in it. It'll return the weight of your foot back as a springiness when you use the foot. The best thing about it is it's suitable for leisure walking, hiking, and you'll be able to enjoy low to moderate impact activities. Now, why is that important, and why is a foot like that coming out such big news? I'll tell you why. Because when you have an amputation, your entire body is affected by that amputation. And one of the things we're going to get into when we come back after this quick little break, we're going to start talking about some of the effects of your sound leg, which is your intact limb, and some of the things that can go on with that as far as bad things that can happen and the causes and how do we deal with that and how can we correct that, how we can prevent some of those bad things that are going to happen to us if we continue to use something like that. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Ortho Med Center. You're listening to Amp Life Talk Radio.
And we're back. So intact limb pain, also known as overuse syndrome. And remember, we're talking about the sound leg and a lot of times why people go through what's called overuse syndrome. It's well documented in amputees. So let's look at what does it mean first? How does it affect you as an amputee? What causes it? And how to treat and prevent it? Those are some of the things we're going to be touching on today with this topic. So let's jump right into this and start discussing some of these wonderful topics to help you understand how to better protect yourself and keep you in good condition while using your prosthetic device. We all know using a prosthesis can be a good thing, okay? It gives us mobility, independence. It's going to help us with our body image, feeling more positive about having something on the end of our leg that helps us do all the things that we used to do and get back to some resemblance of an active life. All these things can come from being from basically using your prosthesis. However, all good things come with a cost. So even wearing a prosthetic device comes at some type of cost. And what cost are we talking about? Well, if we jump right into the heart of the matter, the human body is, as we most know, and if you don't know, it's very well designed. And it's designed to move around. But the problem is, it is very complex. The human body is very complex with all of its componentry, bones, joints, muscles, very complicated. And when you start talking about changing something, so when you change something such as an amputation occurs to you, there are pressures, flow effects that affect and go through your entire body that are going to affect changes over time. They're going to contribute to degenerative skeletal and soft tissue conditions because you've lost a limb, whether it's an upper limb or a lower limb. These are some of the things that you possibly can go through, and these are some of the effects that are going to take place on your body. Most amputees favor their sound leg, their intact leg, when walking in a prosthetic device. So when you are walking with your prosthetic device, especially when you first start to learn, it's very important that you learn not to favor that leg, even though you probably are going to favor that leg. Now, that brings us right to what we're talking about, intact limb pain or overuse syndrome, sound leg pain. That's going to be something that we want to address, and it's best if you can address that early on with an amputee. Number of reasons why. But first, let's look at what does it mean? What does sound limb or intact limb pain mean? That's going to be the key for us to understand so that we can move forward. This means that force is placed on your sound leg or your intact limb. These forces can be up to 23% greater than the amputated side. So your amputated side, where you're walking at, you're going to be walking on it, but because you're not going to be putting your full weight and pressure on that leg, your other leg is going to absorb all that other pressure and weight. So what's going to go wrong with that? And why is that a bad thing? Well, first off, you're going to see issues, and you can see issues with your hip joints. Typically, people talk about their hip joints hurting. One study found that 3 to 6 times more osteoarthritis in the hips of veterans, you know, most veterans come back missing limbs, with amputations than veterans without. So this study found that the veterans that have amputated limbs and are up and moving around, they experience 3 to 6 times more osteoarthritis in their hip area than those without. That's a lot. Other things that can happen, low bone density is also very common in amputees. Commonly, the tibia or the shin bone of a BK amputee and the femur bone, thigh bone of an AK, BK above the knee, below the knee amputees, they see that there is a reduced bone density in these amputees. It happens. These are some of the things that the forces and the stresses that are being put on the body. A bone tends to work on a use it or lose it basis. This is probably due to the bone carrying less force than is usually, as it is no longer transmitting weight directly down to the foot. You have a prosthesis on there. However, for the same reason, this is rarely a problem. So when you're walking, shifting your weight, you're going to be shifting weight. You don't have a foot there anymore. You have a prosthetic device. It's going to take some time to get used to that and shifting your weight fully on that. The number one thing we hear a lot is people don't trust their prosthesis. So right there, they're already going to be shifting weight over to their sound leg and their intact limb, which is going to cause them some of these issues. Possibly more significantly, above the knee amputees often have reduced bone density in the neck of the femur. That's your upper bone in your leg. So these are a few of the things. I think one of the biggest ones that we see is back pain is very common. 60% of amputees suffer moderate to severe back pain. So when we look at what does it mean, that's what it means. You're going to be putting different forces on your body, applying all these different stresses to your skeletal system. So it can be very painful to the sound limb and to the rest of your body. Now, how does it affect you as an amputee? So how does all of this affect you as an amputee? Well, as we deal with the loss, by attempting to replace the limb with an artificial limb, getting our prosthesis, one, to regain some of our function and appearance as a whole person, and to try and be normal again, there are some long-term, please hear me out, there are some long-term effects of amputation on our bodies, both on the amputated side and the sound side, which is our intact limb side, what we're talking about today. Long-term effects, yes. I know that's something that most of you don't want to hear, but information helps you prepare yourself so that you can know how to correct the issues that are going on. So let's look into this. Using a lower limb prosthesis can lead to problems with what? Well, first off, postural alignment. muscle imbalances and strains, gait abnormalities. So these are some of the things that can go wrong or that you may face. And keep in mind, if you don't know this, you would never know. You would just be thinking, oh, I'm in pain, or my back hurts, or I'm hurting, or, oh, man, I just, my hips hurt, my back's hurt. So it's good to have the knowledge base that I'm trying to provide from this show to help you understand how to better protect yourself in these situations, because this is the only way you are going to be able to prevent further damage to your joints and muscles as you get older. You're an old guy like me, man. Hey, you got to watch what you're doing. Back pain and hip pain and leg pain in both the residual limb and intact limb are well known to prosthetic users. And I can tell you, for me, using my prosthetic device after a day of being up and running around all day, going to see people out in Fresno, Modesto, or just working in my backyard, trying to put my pool in and doing all the different things I do over a weekend, let me tell you, you feel the pain, brother. You really feel the aches, and it can wear on you. So just know that these are some of the things that we want to be aware of as a prosthetic user. And if you are not in a prosthesis yet, as a new amputee, these are some of the things that you want to be aware of, because these are some of the things that are going to help you stay safe out there in radio land. So let's move on and talk about the intact limb of the lower amputee is much more likely to develop joint problems such as what? What would you think? A joint, the lower joints of an amputee, what do you think you're probably going to develop by overuse and putting strain on it? Bingo, arthritis. You got it. You get a cookie. So that right there can be very painful. Over time, that can just cause you so much discomfort in so many different ways. Because of the increased forces and increased time in weight bearing, as amputees habitually load the sound leg more than they do the prosthetic leg, upper limb amputees are not exempt from the problems that strain us using a prosthesis can cause. So even people with upper limb prosthetics, they will go through their own set of issues because of this on their sound side. He has an arm on one side, no arm on the other. There are going to be different things that are going to be, and forces and strains that are going to be placed on his body, his spine, his neck, shoulders. Same thing as here. And it's kind of funny. Most upper limb amputees don't use their prosthesis all the time. I've never really knew that. My boss is one, and we have talked a little bit about that. And I find that very interesting how most of them won't use them because they have learned to do so much with their sound arm. They're just faster to do things that way, which is really, really incredible to be able to do that. Now we want to look at what causes it and how to treat it. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to delve into that a little bit. Okay. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're back. So, what causes it and how to treat it and prevent it? Well, let's look at that. It's very, very important that we understand the body is very complex. And when you lose a limb, changes happen to your body. These changes place effects on your body. These effects over time can contribute to issues, degenerative issues in your skeletal makeup, osteoarthritis, arthritis itself, joint pain, back pain. So we need to figure out how are we going to deal with that? How are we going to prevent some of these issues? Well, as we look into this, one of the things we want to know is there is some evidence that a person's prosthetic fit can help with this. Yes, you heard me right. Making sure that your prosthesis is a proper fit is what's going to be the key to helping to eliminate some of these issues for you. If we don't have a proper fit in our prosthetic device, then you may find yourself suffering dearly because you don't have a proper fitting prosthetic device. Why is that so important? Well, I'll tell you why that's important. Because it's going to control and affect the way you walk. And as mentioned earlier, most amputees favor their intact side, their sound side. You're going to favor that side. Now, if you have something that's not fitting right on the opposite side, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to put even more stress and weight on your one good side. So we need to make sure that we have a good fitting prosthesis. That is very, very important. This will help lessen the force difference between the legs, simply meaning a better fitting prosthetic device may allow better walking simply by being more comfortable. If you're more comfortable, guess what? You're probably going to walk really good. Your gait is going to be really clean and look really nice. If you're not as comfortable, then you're probably going to be walking looking like a pirate or something because you're shifting all your weight over onto one side. So it's very important that you do that. And by giving better control and feedback to your limb, that is going to be key in controlling your leg, walking around with your leg. The wearer may walk more confidently, meaning you're not worried about tripping and falling. You don't feel unstable in your prosthesis. These are all good things. The theory goes that when a good fit is not maintained, the person tends to make a lot of small compensations, adaptations to how they move, walk, stand, sit, get up. All these things are done in order to stay comfortable in your prosthetic device because something's bugging them, something's not fitting right. So we want to make sure that we are staying on top of that. Individually, these, as you adapt to some of these things, may be insignificant, but over time, they add up. That's why we say long-term, these things are going to have a big-time effect on your body. Long-term, they may cause degenerative arthritis. Studies have found that osteoarthritis is more common in sound limb, your good leg, than in the amputated leg. Why? Because we're putting more force and stresses on that leg. This may be why if you watch amputees, some of them walk slower. Me, I walk pretty fast in mine, so I got a good fitting prosthetic. Thanks to my company, Norell Prosthetics, yes. So that's really important because if you have a prosthetic device that's not fitting right, please contact somebody. Hey, if you're listening to my show and you know me, you should be contacting us, Norell Prosthetics, and let us come out and take a look at your current prosthesis and let us take a look at you and see how we can help you do a lot better. That's the one great thing about my company that I love is being mobile. We're able to come out and meet patients in their homes, facilities, hospitals to help them regain that ability to walk and not have some of these issues that we talk about on the show. So let's wrap this up. So hopefully you got some of that information. Again, I have show notes that are uploaded to my page over at amplife.com. You can go there. You can pull those up. They're all linked to all my resources that I look to get all my information so that you know everything I'm telling you is legit. So look them up. You don't have to believe me. You can click on the links and go read for yourself. So to wrap up the show today, if you are a fairly recent amputee, these degenerative changes are a long way off for you. But over time, you're going to want to make sure that you have addressed proper fitting prosthetics and got into some type of physical therapy. A regular exercise program with an emphasis on cardiovascular fitness. It's very important. You want to be strong, man. You want to have good wind because we tire out quicker, okay, using prosthetics. You want to make sure you have strengthening of the trunk, limbs, and muscles, which can avoid some of the joint issues and pain that you're going to have. So make sure you're keeping those strong. Keeping your joints, muscles, tendons, all those things strong by doing cardio and strength training will help alleviate some of these problems. If good habits, and this is why I say if you get with a proper physical therapist and get involved with physical therapy from the get-go, these can help you learn good habits in the early stages of using your prosthetic device. And by doing that, and by getting into physical therapy, learning good gait training, you will hopefully eliminate a lot of these issues later on, and you won't have some of the issues that we just discussed. So I really hope that this helped you with intact limb pain, sound leg, keeping it safe, keeping it healthy, and keeping your overall body healthy. I hope this really helped. Hey, everybody on Facebook, I appreciate you coming back. Sorry, I logged off you off. I clicked the wrong button. But again, we're now down to 30-minute shows, so everything's a lot quicker. And hopefully you can get to these shows with me a lot quicker without so much of the rambling. I did post the trivia over on Facebook so that you guys can potentially win some coffee from Starbucks. That coffee will be presented to you with a gift card from my company, Norell Prosthetics, which is soon to be known as Synergy Prosthetics and Orthotics. And I'm looking forward to that. So keep an eye out for that. If you're one of my facilities, just know that that name change is coming. Same people, just a different name. So let's get into this weekly trivia and see if you can win yourself something. Here we go. People with lower extremity amputation who, blank, have a 25% higher re-amputation risk than blank. Hopefully you can get that and you can win yourself some coffee. But the question is, again, people with lower extremity amputations who, blank, fill it in, have a 25% higher re-amputation risk than blank. Okay? I hope you guys can get that. I hope that you are got your minds a little buzzing out there. And one of the things I didn't do before I started the show, I wanted to make sure I take a little bit of time at the end and beginning of each show to thank everyone for tuning in. I really appreciate everyone listening to the show. I try my best to bring you topics that will give you some type of insight or answer some of the questions that you have. I really, really do appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. I encourage everyone to go over to our page on Facebook. You can find most of my links to my company on my page, on the Amp Life page. I encourage everybody to go over, check us out, take a look at us, and see what we have to offer as a prosthetic company. And hopefully you like this peer support that we're giving you and what we offer you here. And I hope everybody's learning something. And if you have suggestions for me for a show, I encourage you to contact me. You know how to reach out to me. You can inbox me, drop me a message. And if you have questions and you want to ask me on air, 646-668-2286. Again, the guest call in, 646-668-2286. And that's my cue to let y'all go because it's time to get myself up out of here. So I want to thank everybody for a wonderful show. If you have any questions about the show, again, remember, we are doing something now called show notes where they're in PDF format and you can actually read the show script just like I do here, sitting here. All the information that I use for each topic is referenced. So you can go look it up yourself and see where I found my information. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, coming back to hear my lovely voice talk to you about peer support and amputee support issues. I really, really do appreciate everyone. And I cannot thank you enough for all that you do in helping me do this show. So I want to say thanks, everyone. Until next time, hey, take care of yourselves. Keep your legs up. All right? Take care.
Embracing your complexities means rejecting anything that can harm who you are, like smoking cigarettes, which can damage nearly every part of your body. Tap the banner to see more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.